Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm sitting with a new friend, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
I consider a good new friend, Ryan Daly with OK Words and Pictures. OKWordsandPictures.com is your website. Glad to have you, Ryan.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Awesome. It's good to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's kind of get started. Last time we met, you kind of shared your story, and it just really hit home for me. I thought it was awesome. You started the company, what, about...
In June
this okay.
last year.
So coming up on a
2016.
Year.
Yeah. Coming up on a year. Yes. It's been an adventure.
Awesome.
It's really fun.
Well, can you share your story?
Yeah. So I started my career in journalism. I was the sole employee at a small town paper in Manford, Oklahoma, which was like high school football is, you know, that's the main...
Right.
High school football and meth labs were like the two things that I reported on.
Right.
But it was really, you know, that was a fun job. I went corporate, into corporate communications about 4 years in. Worked at a psychological assessment firm.
Okay,
that sells like HR focused psychological screening. And then worked at a pretty fast growing consumer website for a little bit.
Okay.
We parted ways in June and was looking for my next adventure and had a bunch of freelance clients express interest all at once. You know, we'd be interested in a little bit more work and was fortunate enough that that was enough to get me started running my own business.
That's exciting.
As a content strategist and copywriter. So
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's been a blast so far.
So right now, OK Words and Pictures, on your website, you got a few things that I wanted you to expand on a little bit. You got copywriting, content audit, and content management system, I guess. So let's talk a little bit about each one of those.
Yeah, so copywriting is, I mean, it's, you know, like my bread and butter, and it's pretty straightforward. If you need words, man, I'm good at putting nouns and adjectives together.
You're the wordsmith.
Yeah, it's it's my jam for a long time now. And a lot of people, I think, no one, like, writing's one of those things where I think everyone assumes that everyone can do it, and not to sound conceited or anything, but not everyone can do it well.
Yep.
And I've got a knack for it, so,
nice.
Or at least I like to think that I do.
Right.
Content, management is kind of so, you know, content marketing is like, that's the thing that everybody's doing now, right?
Yep.
And so somebody in marketing, and it's you know, it's never a 20-person marketing department that's starting to do content marketing, right? It's like 3 or 4 or 5 people, and one of them's a graphic designer, one of them's the manager, and one of them's in charge of, you know, the website and email and all that stuff. And that's the person that always gets tasked with learning these content management systems,
right?
And the problem is there's not usually somebody there to actually create all this content that you need to drive these machines. I mean, I don't know if people realize, but you need a lot of content to drive a successful content marketing department.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of work to put on one or even two people internally. So, you know, a lot of people will turn to freelancers and... You know, that's great, but I think you get really varied work. So I kind of, my pitch is, you know, why not work with somebody who's going to learn your business, learn your voice, and learn the expertise that you need to write really powerful, persuasive content.
That's good.
Because if you're putting out, I mean, it doesn't just take a lot of content. It takes a lot of really compelling content.
Mm-hmm.
As I was reading something the other day, it's like 80% of B2B firms use content marketing. Mm-hmm. And just a little bit fewer B2C companies. And so the net result of that is that, you know, everyone's inbox is crowded. Right. It's just full. It's full of stuff.
Yep.
And if you don't have good content, if you just have content, you know, you're not going to matter. It's a wash. So the content management thing is, you can kind of think of me as like, you know, the 12th man. I just, you know, on the team, but I don't take up a desk,
right.
You know, but it's the same commitment to learning all of your stuff. And the content audit is, that's the thing that I'm most excited about. And that's really, I think, you know, people don't always see the opportunities that they have. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for a long time now, and am really good at helping you spot your opportunities. You know, where your strengths are, where you have content that you're underutilizing, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of some hidden expertise that you didn't know. You know, how you can unify your brand voice across all of your content.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, where you've got some points that you could really, with not probably even a lot of effort, step up your game and level up your content marketing.
Right.
So a content audit is, you know, you kind of give me the keys for a day and I'll come in and look around at what you got,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sit with you and talk through, you know, what you have to work with and what you need.
That's awesome.
In order to meet the goals that you've got set out.
And we talked a little bit before the podcast was, if our listeners wanted to go and get a content audit, they could just go to your website.
Yeah. Right, and get there's a Let's Talk button at the top of the page. Click it, fill out a form, and mention the podcast.
Okay.
And we'll do a free content audit.
So that's awesome. So free, we're just, listen to you on Brad's podcast or the Creative Movement podcast. Yeah. And would like to have a free content on it. So. Yeah.
Tell your friends. I'm not afraid.
Tell them they listen to the podcast. Yeah. Right.
I may be doing a lot of free work.
Well, tell me, like, what's the one thing that would that be kind of the one thing that's exciting to you in your business right now, is the content audit, or just,
I think, the most exciting thing to me right now is that people are starting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, content marketing was a newer concept when I went into the corporate side, a decade ago.
Right.
And, or it at least was pretty new to me. The HubSpot conference was small, mm-hmm. still, okay. You know, like, yeah. it was not the crazy,
right.
huge takeover Boston thing that it is now.
Yeah.
I went 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it was crazy. I mean, it was nuts how many people were there. But when I started doing it, you know, it was still a newer idea, mm-hmm. and it was mostly centered around, you know, email, and getting your, you know, people to download, and then you stick them in your sales tracker,
mm-hmm.
and boy, they'd start getting those calls right away.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's turned into is this much more nuanced, multi-step, I mean, it can be as nuanced as you want it to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put somebody in a drip campaign for a year that gets them to purchase without ever talking to them.
Yep.
Or you can, you know, have a really fast step. You can have, you know, right to sales.
Yep.
If they seem motivated, you know, you can get your person on the phone with them right there.
That's good.
So I think people get that. And then I think what people are getting now is that content drives so much more than just content marketing. Mm-hmm. It drives everything. It drives your website and how well it converts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it drives sales calls.
Yeah.
It drives your lead gen.
Yeah.
It drives SEO.
Yep.
I mean, like, if you read, you know, Google's guidelines, it's so clear that what they put an emphasis on, you know, aside from all this tricky stuff that everyone's trying to do, all the things that we've ever tried to do to game SEO, and it turned out all you had to do really was create a quality website with really quality content on mm-hmm. it, and it would be rewarded, just a lot of really good content, because you know, it makes sense if you think in terms of user experience. They want that search result to be quality. But I think people are starting to get that now, and that's really exciting to me. And I think there's a value being put on good communication.
Mm-hmm.
which, you know, in the age of like 140 character announcements, it's refreshing to see people invest in really clear, really deep, really quality communication. So that's, I mean, that's really exciting to me to see people really get back into, I mean, everybody got excited about video, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, video was going to be it. SlideShares, like, everybody got super excited. They're like, oh, we don't even have to write papers anymore. We can put up SlideShares. And you can do all that. You can put up video and all of that. But it's like, man, the written word is coming back. People are, they're really buying in, like, hard that people read, people, you know, people really want to see your expertise, and the best way to show expertise is to write long form content.
Good content.
Yeah,
absolutely. Totally. Totally agree. I think it's, it's exciting. What's, kind of moving on, what's the best business advice you've ever received?
I think probably the best advice that somebody gave me, Jacob at Gitwit, which is a creative agency here in town, and they're stunning at what they do, and they've been experiencing some incredible growth. But I was talking to him when I was starting this, and he said it more or less, you know, don't try to be everything to everyone. Try to really focus on what you're good at and only do that, because it's, you'll either end up, you know, disappointing a client by saying that you can do something that you're not passionate about, and you'll kind of phone it in, or, you know, do it halfway.
Right.
Or you'll end up, you know, kind of making a lot of money doing something that you hate. Which you might be really good at it,
right?
But you hate doing it, but it's the most profitable thing. So that's what you end up focusing on.
That's good.
And yeah, that was great advice. I think I may be mixing a little bit of his advice with something I read somewhere.
Speaking of reading, what are some books or audiobooks that you would recommend?
So I'm reading, you would never know it, based on our house. We're doing renovations right now, so it's a mess. But I think it's called The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up. Is what I'm reading right now. And it's... a really cool, and I'm simultaneously, I don't read that much. I listen to audiobooks mostly because it's, I mean, I just, finding the time, I've got a toddler in the house, and, you know, between work and the toddler and getting to actually, like, spend time looking at my wife, I don't have, like, a ton of time to, and we watch way too much television for me to focus on books, but, because we're just, I mean, we're those people. But yes, yeah, so I'm listening to that, and then I'm simultaneously listening to, can I swear on this? It's a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I think it's Mark Maron, I think, is the author. And the really, I love both of these books, because they're about getting rid of needless things and learning to say no to, you know, possessions and, you know, the drive from material things, but also to... you know, excess engagements, you know, it's, I remember asking my friend, Tasha Ball, who used to do Tasha Does Tulsa, before somebody bought him out or bought her out of that. And she went to work for this thing. But, I was asking her, I was like, how do you go to all these things? Like, you've got a little kid. And she's like, no, I used to try to go to all of everything, you know, and, like, quickly recognize the law of diminishing returns, which is, like, you know, it's the more of it you do, the less you appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really, it's so true. It's, like, the more I commit to, the more, you know, coffee meetings or whatever that I want to have, like, the less actual work I'm getting done. So I've been trying to, like, narrow down the number of things that I'm saying yes to in that regard. And then, you know, to where I'm only really working with people that I am excited to work for. And then, you know, of course, like, culling through a decade of stuff in our house. We bought our house 10 years ago. So I was like, and you know, we've had in that time, like, my wife's folks moved and just left trucks for, on trucks of stuff with us. And, you know, they moved out of state, and, you know, we've my wife bought a vintage furniture store, so we've had like this revolving cast of furniture.
Okay,
and, so we had this just stockpile of just stuff that's just been filling our closets and making us crazy. So it's finally like we're getting out of the house, and it's been a nice lesson, but it's like surprisingly applicable to running a business, which is like, you know, I think I was talking to somebody just the other day who was, you know, they're like, man, we were really, when we started, we would take like any job, no matter what size, and we would do anything. I mean, like whether it was our expertise or, you know, peripheral to our expertise. And now we're trying to like use they're starting, I was talking because they're starting to use their web copy to discourage, to kind of subtly discourage people who are below the price point that they want to be working at. Really like elevate themselves in that way, and not, they, you know, took off that, like they literally had on their site, you know, any job, no matter the size, will do it. Mm-hmm. And what they end up doing is like, you know, a bunch of $400 contracting jobs.
Right.
Which is like, you can't send your crew out on those every day.
Exactly.
So they're like, you know, they're using their content to kind of weed out the people that, you know, they're not, it's not that they don't want to work with them, it's just that that job is not going to allow them to grow at the rate that they want to keep growing.
Right.
So it's a very good business lesson as well.
If we could also give a shout out to your wife, because I think she's got probably the best vintage,
I would agree,
furniture store in Tulsa.
I'm not shy about agreeing with that. So, she would very coyly say, well, there are lots of great shops in Tulsa.
Right.
And
yeah,
there are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But, RetroDen. RetroDenTulsa.com.
Yep. Okay, RetroDenTulsa.com.
12th and Harvard. Yep. It's a blast.
RetroDenTulsa.com.
Cool. Our first foray into small business ownership. She quit a very, like, a very cool marketing job at St. John's, working in an awesome department. Gina Pazzo runs the department over there, okay. I think has since moved up from the department. But, I mean, like, this woman is like the person that anyone who needs to gain some like sense of how to be in charge when you walk into a room, I say like you should talk to Gina, because it's amazing. Like, she's a boss. I mean, yeah, like Ashley was working there, had been there for I think a year, and maybe even less than a year, and we got the call one day that RetroGen was available for sale, and had to make the decision like in an airport. We had just flown to Houston to see her folks, and like stood in the middle of the airport and made a choice to quit that job, go to a very uncertain income.
She's done a great job.
Oh man, they're killing it over there.
They really are.
Those girls are way on top of it.
A couple of last things is, what kind of podcasts are you listening to right now? You mentioned one before.
Yeah, I've been listening to Being Boss.
Okay.
A fellow Oklahoman is one of the, Kathleen Shannon is one of the hosts and creators on there. And it's great advice for, it's geared toward creative entrepreneurs like myself, but I think it's really good advice generally for anybody who's either works in a creative field with like some side hustles, or anyone who is an entrepreneur. I think there's some good lessons there. And then Paul Jarvis's Sunday Dispatches.
Okay.
And then I love Freakonomics. It's my favorite. It's the thing that I listen to when I ride my bike in the mornings. It's like, it's such interesting journalism.
One last thing I wanted to bring up is, you've got an exciting speaking gig coming up.
Yeah, right? So I'm speaking at SM Tulsa March 30th and 31st. I think I speak on the 30th, but it's a great conference in terms of, and it goes really beyond the scope of social media, quite far. I'm going to be talking about finding an authentic brand voice and using it across all of your platforms, which is something I think a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah.
There'll be some really great speakers there this year. So I would encourage anyone who can should sign up.
So go to smtulsa.com and register. Ryan will be there on the 30th, you're saying? So awesome.
And if you check out my Twitter profile, I'll put up a discount code for registration on there at OK Words and Picks.
Okay. At OK Words and Picks. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, Ryan, anything else that I left off?
No, I mean, I think we've my dashing headshot there. My faraway headshot.
That's good.
I should probably start getting closer pictures. No, I think we've covered it pretty well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, I really appreciate it. Thanks for being with us.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.